Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Rebel Nation, are you ready? It's time for the Cannon Motors of Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline.
He gets the blocks he needs. He's in the end zone. Touchdown, Ole Miss.
Right up the middle, David. Big gaping hole opened up.
Touchdown, Ole Miss. Jackson Dart houses it.
Gary Darby, Chuck Roundsville, Yancey Porter, and Gordon Ford bring you the latest on everything going on with Ole Miss athletics.
It's on the turf, and the Rebels recover it.
Gets control, and the dunk! Oh, my!
Goodness gracious!
Don't sit on the sidelines. Be part of the show. Text in your questions or comments at 662-426-1093. That's 662-426-1093.
I guess you don't have to, but you need to.
He hits one high and deep, left field. Kane shading the eyes at the track, and it is gone.
Let's get to it. Here's your host, Gary Darby.
And it is time for the Cannon Motors Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline, a December 22nd edition with a lot of fun to talk. We'll have Jake Thompson, Harry Harrison on the show. I'm in the studio with Yancey and Chuck. Hey, dudes.
Oh, hey, man. How's it going?
I'm here as last.
Yeah, you had to go to North Carolina, didn't you?
I did. We left Oxford Air International early third quarter of the football game on Saturday.
Well, you got to see the best part. I mean, we
for the most part. Yeah. And then it did not go well on Sunday, to say the least. There and got back, but hey, there's football. There's 8 teams left for a possible national championship. And the team that we get to cover and talk about is still one of them.
And what a fantastic atmosphere it was Saturday. Golly. Ole Miss put on a show now. I'm just telling you.
Yeah. The fans, the production from the administration. And I thought Ole Miss played clean. Chuck, yep, we talked a little bit off the air. There were a couple busts defensively that we've said that all season long, it seems like.
Yeah. But
I thought other than that, they played really well. They had a little lull in the first half there offensively, but I liked the way that they started the game and definitely finished the game.
Well, and where they started the second half, too.
Yeah.
I thought Charlie Weiss got a little conservative, a little vanilla in the second quarter, kind of hurt them a little bit. It kind of killed their momentum. But, man, they came out of the blocks.
59 seconds,
three plays, 30, 20, 30, bye, boom.
Yeah. I think the only down part of the game is Lacey, right? I hope he's okay. I've heard mixed reports on what it was. I've heard bruised shoulder, separated AC joint, torn labrum. I don't know what the truth is, but he's definitely hurt.
Yeah, he's hurt. He's in a sling. He's in a sling today, I heard. I didn't see him myself, but I confirmed that. They don't. My source didn't know exactly what was wrong, but something's wrong because he's in a sling.
And, look, you're playing a very physical Georgia team that's playing at a whole different level than even when Ole Miss played them, and they've got to have a healthy Lacey. I mean, they got to have Lacey, but they've got to have some production in the run game to be able to do what they need to offensively.
Not just as a runner, the way he pass protects.
Exactly.
And throws that shoulder into that pass protection.
Exactly. That's what I'm worried about.
Yeah, that's huge. All right, let me tell you about First Stop Farm Credit. They specialize in financing structures for all types of land loans. You're looking to refinance for a large tract, or you're purchasing land, whatever the use might be. First South can help. FirstSouthFarmCredit.com. Let's get some things out of Yancey. Five of them brought to you by Outback Steakhouse and our friend Steve Grantham. Go ahead.
Yeah, thought number one, last week I said the key to the game was to get off to a fast start offensively. And boy, did they deliver with two quick scores. That was a thing of beauty. They went through a little lull in the first half, but caught fire in the second half. This is exactly what they needed to know that they could do this without Kiffin. Mission accomplished. Another area that stood out to me was their red zone defense. Thought number two, the play from defensive back Jalen Braxton was a thing of beauty Saturday. He was Ole Miss's highest-paid portal addition on defense, and after battling through injuries for most of the season, he's now playing to the level he was paid. It also must be noted that another portal addition, edge rusher Princewell, is now playing on another level. Princely's little brother is becoming a force on the outside. Thought number three, Ole Miss's brand has taken on another level. It was always on the cusp of becoming a money school. Now they are there. Thought number four, beating Georgia in the quarterfinals would eliminate Ole Miss's most difficult matchup, in my opinion, through the playoffs. Georgia's defense has found themselves since the last matchup, but so has Ole Miss's. Georgia was giving up 21 points a game through the Ole Miss game and are now giving up 10 points a game since they faced the Rebels. On the other side, Ole Miss was giving up 21 points a game to the Georgia game. They've been giving up 16 points a game since facing the Dogs. These are two defenses that have improved dramatically through the season. Thought number five, lastly, kudos to the Ole Miss fan base for setting a record attendance Saturday. It would have been easy to stay at home facing a team you crushed earlier this season with Christmas just a few days away and an expensive New Orleans trip looming around the corner. But you brought the heat, and the players felt it. Let's make the Superdome like a home football game. I believe you will, and that very well could get Ole Miss over the hump.
Well said, Yancey. And I'll tell you this, too. Kudos to the Tulane fans. They brought a couple. They filled up a couple of sections.
Yeah, they did.
And that's That's 6 or 7.
6 or 7, yeah.
They came and had a great trip. I entertained a lot at our tent before and after the game. Mm-hmm. I thought they were represented. Excuse me, don't die. As you said, I thought Tulane brought a great crowd.
Yep, and while it's on my mind when we're talking about Tulane, condolences to John Sumrall about his father passing away Friday night. John's a great guy, and just wish him nothing but well.
Give you the text message line 2-662-426-1093. We'll get to those a little bit later, but Jake Thompson's next.
I recommend Cannon Motor Company because nobody beats a Cannon deal. It's not only the car sale, it's after the car sale. And we take our job serious and we just love helping people. Working at Cannon is a great place to work. You know, we have fun and it's just like family and getting to, you know, be outside and do something new every day.
Test drive a new Chevrolet Silverado today. And remember, when the smoke clears, nobody beats a Cannon deal.
Nobody.
Together, let's drive.
Hey, my name is Chris Wade. I'm with First South Farm Credit. When you're looking to buy land, it helps to have someone who can assist you through the process. Land is a special thing. It can serve as an investment or a legacy that you pass down to your children along with the love of the land. That's important. At First South, we offer long-term financing at competitive rates. Call Oxford at 662-234-5015 or Tupelo at 662-842-2454 and become part of the First South family.
Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford at Cannon Cleary McGraw Real Estate.
Welcome to the bundle event. Entering now are undisputed tag team champions, the mid-size SUV and the mid-century modern. Together with a State Farm agent, this auto and home duo are a powerful force of savings, service, and customizable coverage. Now, let's get ready to bundle.
Visit the State Farm office of Romero Miller at 7164 Hacks Cross Road in Olive Branch, or online, romeromiller.com, or by calling the office at 662-893-1212. Like a good neighbor, Romero Miller is there.
If you're in the market for a fine piece of jewelry, there's only one name to know, Van Atkins. Serving its customers since 1939, Van Atkins has been voted the best estate jeweler in Mississippi multiple times. With great locations to serve you in historic downtown New Albany and on the square in Oxford, Van Atkins is the place to go. Whether it's a piece for yourself or for that special someone, Van Atkins is the easy decision. And like Chuck always says,
you know she's worth it.
You're listening to the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors.
Hey, boys and girls, Cannon Motors Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline. And this portion of the show is brought to you by the Farese Group, your partner in retirement. Farese Group has over 20 years of experience, proven track record, helping those invest and not outlive those during retirement. So here's what you do. Call the Farese office at 601-607-4141. Schedule your free consultation. 601-607-4141. Jake Thompson, Ole Miss Spirit, on Three Sports. Helps out whenever he can. Anytime I ask him to be on the radio, boys, he's like, I'm there, Darm. I'm there for you. He's here again because you guys have asked him. But hello, Jake.
How are y'all doing, guys? Good to talk to you.
Hey, brother. Just first things first, you've been covering Ole Miss a long time, just as I have, and Yancey has, and Gary has. You ever seen an atmosphere like the other night?
No, that was pretty special. That was what Florida was, but maybe a turn to 11 for those Spinal Tap fans out there. That was quite the setting and the environment. And I think 2:30 was the perfect sweet spot for a game at Oxford. You had everybody in the Grove in the morning, and then you had the game, and obviously the game went very, very well. But with that, the game day additions they were doing and all the stuff they had, that the sun set at the right time for the lights, and I don't think one person left that stadium the whole time. And it was a blowout, and I know there were certain people that would see crowds leave during blowouts, but not one person left in that stadium until it said 000. And it was just probably the best environment I've ever seen as a student watching on TV, younger or covering it with y'all these past decade or so. It was fantastic.
And a record crowd, number-wise, and a lot of praise goes to the marketing people and the administration for the light show and the Santa hats and the wristband coordination, the color schemes of each section of what the Rebel fans are wearing. I mean, just special.
Yeah, no, I even forgot about the Santa hats, and everybody looked, for the most part, acquiesced when they announced over the PA to put the hat on. So I don't know how you count that or who they go to count it, but I feel certain they've set a new record inside Vaughn Hemingway.
That was supposedly a Guinness World Record for people wearing Santa hats at the same time.
Wow.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah.
Yep, somebody tweeted out that LSU's going to now do that in the fall at one of their games to break Ole Misses.
Well, they'll have to be playing a game around Christmas time for that to happen.
I think they're going to just do it during the regular season. Jake, we were talking about Lacey's situation, and have you heard anything? What the shoulder injury details?
No, we asked Pete today. He and Kirby had their kind of first obligatory Sugar Bowl Zoom pressers today, and we asked Pete, and he was a little more reserved than he has been so far on injuries, but just said he was still waiting to learn more of guys who went back in the game, which I know that includes Kiwan, but he came back out a second time, that they felt they were good, but others he was waiting to learn. So I would assume Lacey's in that category of waiting to learn more. And I don't think it is. And I think we've also heard, amongst us and y'all, that it's not just a bruised shoulder. So hopefully we'll learn something. But with them all dispersed for a few days until Thursday night, it may be hard to get that info.
Jake, I heard today, and I'm not totally convinced of my source here, but that Calum Odom's shoulder injuries more severe than Kiwan's, that his probably going to cost him some time.
Yeah, that was one that, we asked about Saturday. I think you did, or somebody did, and he was unsure of that one at all at the time. And I will say Caleb's body language when walking through the tunnel there did not look great. I didn't see what happened to him. I just saw him being walked to the tunnel after the fact. But he looked a little dejected and down. But if it's worse, then that's not great because, you know, Lacey's arm hanging there that second time just looked real bad to me. So I'm hoping both are okay. But of the two, you really need Lacey ready to go in 10 days.
Well, talk to us a little bit. I'm assuming you watched Georgia and Alabama in the SEC championship game. You know, I saw a lot better Georgia team than I thought they were playing earlier in the year.
Yeah, no, it feels like after that the game and you know, in mid-October with Ole Miss, that Georgia team kind of figured it out, especially on offense, figured something out. And that defense, which is always physical, this team got more physical as the weeks went on, and they just bullied Alabama into a locker, you know, in that SEC championship game. And you know, Alabama kind of looked like that those first two possessions against Oklahoma, too. But, that, you know, what I saw out of Georgia is I really was not wanting Ole Miss to be the six and Georgia the three. I thought Georgia would get the two, you know, and they'd move the loser of the Big Ten game to three. But that is not what they chose to do, and Ole Miss has to face a Georgia team that's unfortunately will have almost a month's worth of rest. But also we saw what that did to teams in the second round last year. So you never know if you want to play or have the bye. And, you know, who knows what's going to happen next Thursday night in New Orleans. But I have the feeling that Ole Miss has a better chance this time around than they even did that first meeting. I just think that their defense is better. You know, they're going to have to play their A game 110% on every snap. That's not an argument. But I just feel like there's something there that gives the Rebels a chance next week.
You know, when you get to this level, the final eight, there's no easy outs. I mean, I think myself, I'm not a fan of the G5 Tulane James Madison stuff, and that proved to be silly. I wish they'd just take the 12 best teams and roll with it. But there's no easy outs from this point on.
Yeah, no, you're getting everybody's best, and everybody's best is what you're going to get, you know, at the same time. And yeah, I will say this: if you get past Georgia, you know, there's some other good teams out there. But whoever gets past that game in the Sugar Bowl, I think, has got to be among the top favorites to win the whole thing. I mean, I just think Georgia's that good, and obviously Ole Miss is good, or they wouldn't be here. So, you know, the winner of the Sugar Bowl, I think, is going to be, you know, among the top to make it through that semifinal.
The only drawback there, Jake, is I hope they just don't beat the hell out of each other, because it's going to be an awfully physical game.
The schedule's weird. The winner of the Sugar Bowl, you have less than a week to turn around and play out in Arizona, and then you get like a week and a half or two before you play the national title game. But that third or second to third round is a brutal turnaround for whoever does come out of that one.
Jake, defensively, we all know what happened in the first game for Ole Miss's defense. What did they have to do in your mind to get some stops?
I mean, they've got to get to the quarterback. They got to get to him first for Georgia. I mean, there was no defense at all until three and a half quarters in. Georgia was as bad too. But Ole Miss, when they get those fourth and ones, if they get in those situations or those third downs to get them off the field, they've got to do that. I know that sounds simple as it is, but that's really what all was lacking from Ole Miss leaving Athens with the W, you know, a month and 2 months ago, was getting that fourth down stop, that one stop. I mean, they never punted. They never did anything defensively, or I guess special teams-wise, in terms of turning the ball back over to Ole Miss. So I think it comes down to that. But this defensive line has gotten better since that game. If you go and look at the numbers, Ole Miss's sacks, most of them have come the back half of the season when Prince Will has started turning it on. Eccles has gotten to the ball. Cam Franklin's, you know, had some success. And I've liked what I've seen out of Perkins these last month or so. It feels like he's figured out whatever they want him to be this year. He's been more of a disruptor. Yeah. He was that way again Saturday. He's going to have to do it again against Gunnar Stockton. I love when he was a spy against, you know, the Alabama quarter, Milroe, last year. I wish they'd do that just once. But I know Pete's got a plan, and it's gotten him to the second round of the playoffs. So I guess it's hard to argue the plan.
And I think Jalen Braxton coming in and really asserting himself this last few games of the season is going to be huge for Ole Miss. The tight ends at Georgia, the quarterback at Georgia, Obviously, the run game, those were the three that really, especially those tight ends, they killed Ole Miss Chucky in that first game. Mm-hmm. They've got to cover those tight ends. That's where they thrive off. And then, you know, the quarterback there can make plays with his feet as well. So those are always tough when you can make plays with your feet and your arm. G-Dub, what do you think on it?
Absolutely. That's going to be, and when we get to the text messages, someone, actually there's two or three that have mentioned guarding Lucky. You know,
yeah,
along the way, and we'll get to those. Jake, my friend, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, guys. Y'all have a good one. Merry
Thanks,
Christmas.
Jake.
Thank you, Jake.
If you want to get your text message in, it's 662-426-1093. 662-426-1093. Those are next, plus what we know about injuries. Stay with us.
Imagine years of hard work and saving, and now you're worried about outliving your retirement savings. Paxton Farese and the Farese Group have over 20 years and a proven process working toward success, not stress, after retirement. To know how you can truly enjoy a level of comfort and security, talk to the Farese Group. Retirement should be stress-free, not stressful. The Farese Group, FariseGroup.com, offices in Oxford and Jackson. The Farese Group, your partner in retirement. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA and SIPC. Outback Steakhouse knows steak. Even better, the grills are always hot and ready for your favorites. There's nothing better than pairing a bold steak with a bloomin' onion and one of our signature cocktails. Drop in for a great lunch or dinner anytime for awesome food and a bloomin' good time. Either way, Outback has your back. Visit their locations in Tupelo, Hattiesburg, Meridian, South Haven, D'Iberville, and Flowood, Mississippi. Also serving Jackson and Cordova, Tennessee. Outback Steakhouse. Hey, Rebel fans, want to be more involved with Ole Miss? Well, join the Grove Collective, the exclusive Ole Miss NIL program. With the new name, image, and likeness law, Rebel fans now have the opportunities to support and elevate Ole Miss student athletes. And the Grove Collective has created a unified portal to amplify that support. As part of the Grove Collective, your support opens access to special events, fan experiences, merchandise, and marketing opportunities with student athletes. To find out more and to become part of the Grove Collective NIL program, visit thegrovecollective.com. Hotty Toddy and go Rebs.
My name is Connor Griffin. I'm thankful for Mississippi Sports Medicine just for all that they've done for me.
All of the doctors there, they just care about our children, and that's just so important to me as a parent. It's very rewarding to have compassionate people as a part of our family's health journey.
You kind of learn your body at a young age, and if you want to perform at the best, your body has to be at the best as well. At the end of the day, it's my body before a game, so I got to take care of that when I need to.
Mississippi Sports Medicine has 21 subspecialized physicians, urgent care, and no referral needed. Learn more today at MississippiSportsMedicine.com.
Your company's roof is one of your biggest assets, protected with proven expertise. Riverland Roofing is a licensed and insured commercial contractor specializing in fluid-applied roof coating systems that extend your roof's life and save you money. As a certified GAF Coatings Pro Plus contractor, Riverland delivers high-performance coatings backed by 20-year no-dollar limit warranties. Owned and operated by Ole Miss alumni, Riverland Roofing keeps your investment covered. Learn more at riverlandroofing.com/rebels or call 662-638-0562. Kemble Clinic Orthopedics, a national and international leader in musculoskeletal care, are the ones to trust when it comes to orthopedic needs, such as sports medicine, pediatrics, hip and knee, spine, shoulder and elbow, foot and ankle, hand and wrist, as well as cast and x-ray services, along with a physical therapy department. To make an appointment, call 901-759-3111 or schedule online now at www.campbellclinicoxford.com. They also offer a convenient weekly walk-in clinic Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. until 4 p.m. Kemble Clinic Oxford, located at 2608 South Lamar Boulevard.
More of the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors, coming up next.
Text message time, brought to you by Cannon Clearing McGraw, CCMOxford.com. You're looking for things? Please check them out, CCMOxford.com. All right, multiple people talking about the Georgia tight ends and what they did against Ole Miss in the last game, and Lawson Lucky himself had five catches, only 43 yards, but three of the five catches were touchdowns against the Rebels. And so multiple people want to know, who do you put on him?
Well, I mean, it's not a matter of one individual, but the Ole Miss safeties are the ones that are mostly responsible, or a linebacker for the tight end, depending on the defensive call. And both of those guys, both those sections are of the defense have to tighten up. They got to play better. That's just all it is to it. You don't have a corner on a tight end ever. You don't have any defensive lineman, a defensive end ever. It's basically either a linebacker or a safety that's responsible. And, you know, those guys have got to tighten up in their coverage.
Then with Odom Hurt possibly out, how do you back up Daquan?
Well, I think Brookler and Haas would be all right. They may not be the threats in the passing game that Odom could be, but I think they're fine in the run game. And yeah, I think as long as Daquan stays healthy, that's what's important.
And he's been battling a shoulder issue as well for a while. So, yeah. I mean, that's going to be something to watch.
Yeah. Brookler has caught. He caught a big one against Kentucky. Didn't he catch one against? I don't guess he did. I'm looking at the stats. I thought he caught one.
Oklahoma?
Yeah, that's right. He caught a big one on the road somewhere in the conference.
Special teams
too, besides Kentucky.
The fumble.
That was Oklahoma. Both of those.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Odom's, if he can't go, he's a loss. There's no question about it, but it's not as big as if Wright were gone.
And then obviously concerned with Lacy. We've seen Diggs, but how deep will the running back room go?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Yeah.
I mean, Lacy's the guy.
He's the man. That's going to be the million-dollar question going forward is what's his true health?
Yeah. And we don't know that at this point. We know he's in a sling today. I don't know what that means. Whether it's just rest in it or some type of separation or can go, can't go. We just don't know yet.
It's like ankle injuries and people wearing boots. It could just be something minor and they want to keep it stable not tweak it, or it could be, not good.
We just don't know, though, yet.
Practice schedule leading up to the game on January 1?
I think they're gone until either the 26th or the 27th, and then they come back. Report back from Christmas. They left today, I know that. And my source wasn't sure whether they come back the 26th or the 27th, but the day they come back, they'll practice.
And then there are multiple about the assistant coaches again. Back to LSU, back here. And
Charlie Weiss is flying back in here tonight, and the offensive coaches will start game planning tomorrow and the next day, and then they'll take off for Christmas a day or two, and then the players will be back.
A lot of questions about that.
Well, yeah, I mean, LSU has to put up a tweet deal with
a little troll video, of course.
Yeah, showing them all rolling up in their IPF yesterday. It's just typical.
Yeah, well, I'm not paying any attention to that. I know that Charlie Weiss's intentions are honorable.
No doubt.
And he's going to call the best game he possibly can against Georgia. And it's like Pete said. Pete laughed about it when he said Saturday night. He said Charlie couldn't afford to call a bad game against Tulane because then everybody'd say, well, it's Lane's offense, you know.
And I wonder how much the new coaches are putting any kind of input into this.
I'm sure a lot. I mean, I don't think they could probably do much during the game as far as play calling.
But I'm talking about game planning.
Oh, I'm sure a lot. Why wouldn't you use them?
So you got a lot more firepower
with
two sets of offensive staffs, basically.
All right, we've pretty much talked about these, but let's do the injury report anyway. Mississippi Sports Medicine, the official orthopedic team of physicians at Ole Miss, have been around for a couple of decades or more. Clinics all over the state of Mississippi. You can go to the website, MississippiSportsMedicine.com. Where you want to start?
Three words. We don't know. Obviously, Kewon Lacy's got a shoulder issue. We don't know the extent of it. He was seen in a sling today. We don't know what that means. Like Lancey said, it could be just stabilizing the shoulder and keeping from moving it. Pete Golden said after the game that he felt like it was just a bruised shoulder, but that certainly doesn't seem right. Certainly seems like it's a little more extensive than that. And then Caleb Odom has a shoulder issue that I was told is more severe than Kiwan's, so that doesn't sound good at all.
Did somebody get a concussion as well?
I thought Wydett Williams did, but my source today said he didn't. He thought Wydett was fine.
Okay. And nobody else came out? No, obviously, Chambliss is fine.
I don't think so. I didn't see anybody else come out. But I'm going to tell you now, I think against Georgia, Wydett Williams is important.
Very important.
Yeah. I mean, he's one of the better safeties. Best safety on Ole Miss.
He's the best safety at Ole Miss.
But one of the better in the SEC. I mean, he graded out high this year.
And I think he really started to come along after the Georgia game, truthfully, right?
Yeah.
When he really started to burst out onto the scene.
No doubt.
When they finally gave him a chance.
That's when they started giving him a chance. Yeah. When they said, these safeties aren't working.
Yeah.
Harry Harrison joins in on the conversation. He's next.
Ole Miss fans, for better or worse, I've been a nicotine user most of my adult life. I've tried it all. So when I recommend free pouches with their convenience, fast flavor, and fast effect, trust that it's coming from someone who knows. Free Pouches is a zero tobacco nicotine pouch designed for people who want simple and hassle-free without all the smoke, vapor, or smell that comes with. Free Pouches range from 3 megs to 15 with flavors from mint and wintergreen to watermelon and lush. I've always been partial to wintergreen, just like I was when I dipped, but at least this time there aren't endless nasty bottles to clean up. No, Free Pouches sit comfortably and release flavor evenly. They're perfect for meetings, commutes, or when you just need to throw one in to calm the nerves of an Ole Miss game. Even better, Free Pouches offer instant delivery straight to your door. So try Free Pouches today. Right now, Talk of Champions listeners can get 20% off their order at freepouch.com with promo code LISTEN20. That's freepouch.com, freepouch.com, and use my promo code LISTEN20 to get 20% off today. Free, strength you can count on.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. Soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Never miss the game and never miss the party at the Library Sports Bar in Oxford. Grab a seat and a cocktail in the sports bar to watch the game on one of their many big screen TVs. Move on into the middle bar for some great live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. Enjoy a breeze, a beer, and a ball game out in their patio as well. Stop in for happy hour from 3 to 7 during the weekdays. Have a big old time at the biggest bar in town. Meet you at the Brary, the Library Sports Bar on South 11th in Oxford.
Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford at Cannon Cleary McGraw Real Estate.
You know what makes a good football team? Players with heart and lots of practice. In fact, that's also what makes a good law firm. At Roberts Wilson PA Injury Law, we've had lots of practice and we've got plenty of heart. We're out there fighting the big insurance companies every day. After a car or truck wreck, let the pros at Roberts Wilson PA Injury Law level the playing field between you and the insurance company. 662-533-9111.
Make Lenora's in Oxford your go-to dinner play this season. Their daily ravioli is always amazing, and you cannot go wrong with the decadent crawfish mac and cheese. They have an excellent variety of seafood dishes, and their ribeyes and fillets are cooked to perfection every time. Have a taste of the weekend on Wine Wednesdays, too. Call for your reservation today at 662-236-1144. That's 236-1144. Located at 309 North Lamar, great food and great vibes. It's a winning combination. Hey, cheers, and see you at Lenora's.
Outback Steakhouse knows steak. Even better, the grills are always hot and ready for your favorites. There's nothing better than pairing a bold steak with a bloomin' onion and one of our signature cocktails. Drop in for a great lunch or dinner anytime for awesome food and a bloomin' good time. Either way, Outback has your back. Visit their locations in Tupelo, Hattiesburg, Meridian, South Haven, D'Iberville, and Flowood, Mississippi. Also serving Jackson and Cordova, Tennessee. Outback Steakhouse.
I recommend Cannon Motor Company because nobody beats a Cannon deal. It's not only the car sale, it's after the car sale. And we take our job serious and we just love helping people. Working at Cannon is a great place to work. You know, we have fun and it's just like family and getting to, you know, be outside and do something new every day.
Test drive a new Chevrolet Silverado today. And remember, when the smoke clears, nobody beats a Cannon deal.
Nobody!
Together, let's drive.
Hello, this is Parker Guy from Tico's Steakhouse. We opened a second location in Oxford, Mississippi this past spring and would like to invite anyone visiting Oxford, whether it be for a sporting event, visiting kids in school, or just a weekend getaway to join us for the same sizzling steaks, healthy pours, and family atmosphere that has been serving Mississippi for over three decades. Our hours are 4:30 to 9 Monday through Thursday, 4:30 to 10 on Friday and Saturday, with brunch from 10 to 2 on select Sundays. Please visit our website, ticossteakhouse.com, or call our phone number at 662-638-3181 for any questions.
Ole Miss football, basketball, baseball, and more are all right here on the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors.
Time to tell you about Gateway Tire. They've been serving us since 1929, 54 locations, six different states. Gateway Tire goes the distance for you. Harry Harrison's going to join us now. I didn't get to this text message, but Harry, you answer it. How about those beautiful uniforms on Saturday? Best looking ones in college football, according to one of our listeners.
Hey, back to old school. I love the gray pants and the stripes and the big game blue. Brought back a lot of old memories, but it's good to be back to a traditional look for sure.
Hey, Harry, we had a safety get hurt Saturday night, and, you know, Phillip Rivers is starting tonight for Baltimore or Indianapolis, and we figured maybe you could start Saturday against Georgia. What do you think?
Yeah, I don't think Phillip's got two of those titanium hips yet, but yours truly does. So, I just want to talk about it, big dog.
Harry, what impressed you the most about Ole Miss on the field this past Saturday?
I really thought we were sharp, Yancey. I thought we picked up right where we left off offensively. You know, 41 points, and you hadn't played in about 3 weeks, I thought was a really good start. 1 5-yard penalty. I thought the officiating for the ACC crew was about as good as I'd seen all
Me
season, too. I really did think that they did a great job of keeping the game in check. You know, I'd like to have seen our defense play a little bit better in certain aspects of the game. We gave up 306 yards passing, only 115 rushing, which I thought is very, very good number, but a little over 300 yards passing. But some of that had to do with Williams getting hurt, and some of that had to do with the last drive of the game that they went 80 yards against our second group, maybe some of the third team guys. So that added to the stats, but I thought William Echols, man, turned into a real star Saturday night. I thought he was all over the field, really making plays along that line of scrimmage. Looked like a guy who's maybe in his fourth year, and he's only been, you know, it's finishing up his second year. But he really is playing that defensive tackle position about as good as anybody I've seen, including last year's group.
And it really was good to see that he has re-signed to stay home, and we asked him that after the game. Saturday night about re-upping with the Grove Collective, and he said, "Man, home is home." He said, "I don't want to learn. I don't want to learn another defense anyway."
No, well, they've enjoyed playing for that group of coaches who will all be back, of course. And Ole Miss is, man, it grows on you. I mean, Oxford, Mississippi, and Ole Miss grows on you, Chuck, and you know that. We all went to school here. And I can't imagine, you know, being at three or four different colleges in my career. That would just be unbelievable. No camaraderie when you do that. It all becomes a professional-type sport. And if you're good enough to make it to the next league, you'll get another dose of that for sure. But, you know, college sports is not supposed to be pro sports, even though there's a lot of money being thrown around. There's still a lot of camaraderie and hanging out with your buddies and going and drinking a beer or doing what, or going to the pool or going to play golf or, you know, going to class, doing the things that you're supposed to do. But making lifetime friends that you'll 50 years from now, you'll still be able to talk about the 2025 season. We went through the season 12-1, hopefully 13-1 in a couple weeks. Mm-hmm. But that'll be something those guys can talk about forever.
Harry, how does it change his Ole Miss's offense if Lacy even gets to play, but is limited because of the shoulder injury?
I think he'll be ready to go, Yancey. I mean, if he were to get banged up again, but to, you know, be next man up. I mean, that's every coach's mentality, next guy up. And I thought Diggs came in and did a good job. Nobody pass blocks nearly as well as Kwon Lacy does. I mean, he is strictly a pro when he steps up in that pocket, hits those blitzing linebackers. He staggers them backwards. And those other guys don't pass block that well, but number 12 for us, doing a good job running the football too. Damian Taylor, he got some limited carries. I think he had four carries for about 25 yards. But those two guys together can pick up the slack. I mean, there's nobody quite like Kwon Lacy when you start talking about making people miss. There was one carry and where I thought he was going to be tackled right there in the hole for maybe a two-yard loss. He made the guy completely miss. I'm thinking, man, alive.
Yeah, I saw
that. I hadn't seen that in a long time. But he made the guy completely whiff right there in the hole and went on to pick up another 10 or 15 yards downfield. And that's pretty damn special. You can't teach that.
I hadn't seen that since Dexter was here.
I've been going back to the late 90s when we had, oh, my goodness, the guy that went down to the Miami Dolphins in the first round. Chuck had such
John Avery.
Speed.
John Avery.
John Avery. Yeah, that looked like a John Avery movie made up in Tennessee back that one year. I'm like, man alive, I've seen that before, but it's been about 30 years. But really electric player. You know, hopefully we can hold on to him. We'll know all that later on. But we're just playing one game at a time now, guys, playing with house money. So let's go get the Georgia Bulldogs.
Harry, defensively, there continues to be busts in the game. What do they do to get that resolved? I mean, there's not a whole lot of time. It's happened a little bit each game. How do you get that resolved between now and Georgia?
Well, one way to do it is play man coverage, Yancey, where everybody knows I got this guy. But, you know, a lot of times we've been a little inept in the back end of this thing. And I think what Pete's done is, especially the other night and prior to that, you rush three guys and drop eight to kind of cover up whatever shortcomings you got in the back end. But you keep working on it and you keep trying to communicate. The big bust there at the end was T.J. Banks was back there at free safety, and I'm not sure why he let the guy run by him. But, you know, he was a young man that missed all of fall camp because the injury got shot up in Memphis. But, you know, here we are in the 13th game. You would think that we'd all be on the same page there, but you just don't ever know, how you can go brain dead back there. But it's one thing about it, when you're back there at that free safety position, everybody in the stadium knows who got beat, that's for sure. Unfortunately, the quarterback overthrew the receiver, but you can't hide that. You just got to get ready for the next play.
Yeah, it's a sad indictment of society when you just say in passing he got shot in Memphis.
Yeah.
but I mean, guess what happened?
Well, I mean, I didn't mean to make light of that.
No, I know, I know.
That's the young man who missed all fall camp. I mean, I saw him in the spring and saw him this fall and thought, this guy's got it. And he still does. He's a sophomore and not played. Last year they had him playing corner. This year he's playing safety, which is his natural position, I think. And I think he's going to be a terrific player next year, maybe the year after that. But he hadn't had a lot of snaps. He's been running second unit all fall. And, you know, sometimes things just happen to you. You freeze and you let somebody run by you. I'll promise you, he'll remember that long after we forget it. He won't let it happen again.
Yeah.
Harry, I saw what I would call a jumbo package defensively where they played four defensive linemen, basically, four defensive tackles in certain situations. Have they done that before this season? I haven't noticed it. And what did you think about that?
Well, I mean, short yardage, yes. Tulane was 0 for 4 in fourth down conversion. So, you know, that's basically a goal line package where they call a bear defense where everybody gets in a gap. I don't think you're going to, you know, would you have to do that against Georgia, stop their run? We'll have to see about that. That's not what you want to line up and do, because then you're inviting teams to throw the ball down the field. And that's what, you know, Tulane kept crowding the box against us, and so they were just inviting us to throw the ball down the field. And first two drives, they got a pretty big dose of that.
Did your heart stop for a minute when Chambliss went down? Mine did.
Yeah, you know, I hated to see that, Chuck. I mean, he jumped up, and he's tough. I'm not sure exactly what happened, but the guy had him around the helmet and kind of flipped him, and I didn't know if he hurt his neck or his shoulder. I still don't know exactly what he hurt, but obviously he came back in and played. But, you know, Austin Simmons came in and threw two or three good balls, and I thought, you know, unfortunately for him, the back just whiffed on the blitz, and I don't know if it was a corner or safety or an outside linebacker, but came right to him, knocked the ball out of his hand. And, you know, you got to protect the football. If you're going to step up in that pocket and you're thinking about running, you better tug it and take off. But he still had the ball up in his hand like he was going to throw it downfield when the guy knocked it out of his hand. Just unfortunate because he's had some turnovers this year, and you don't want to get labeled, you know, as a turnover guy. But it was unfortunate when it happened, and Rebels could have really scored another seven there. And really, really made a, you know, huge difference in the score. But 41-10 score in the last couple minutes of the game to put 10 up. I thought our defense played well. I mean, two turnovers and two fumbles, and I think an interception. That's three turnovers, and then they missed on four down conversions. So you might as well say that was seven turnovers. And the Rebels took advantage of that, and that's what happens. Even though they put up 400 yards of offense, when you turn it over seven times, that makes a difference. You don't get it done. And the most important stat, obviously, is on the scoreboard, and they didn't get that done, and we did.
Yeah, they did. They did good between the 20s,
yeah,
so
that's
to speak.
Right.
But they weren't very good in the red zone, and credit to Ole Miss defense to that.
Yeah. Kind of bent and didn't break, but the order gets a lot taller, guys, a week from Thursday, for sure. Georgia Bulldogs, we know what to expect. At least we're going to be at a neutral site, and should be 50-50 as far as fan base is concerned. And, hey, I like our chances.
Harry, what are they going to have to do? You know, Gunner made a lot of plays with his feet. He was accurate as well against Ole Miss, and Lucky tore him up. You know, tight end, how do they change defensively for this game?
Well, you got to get some stops, Yancey. We never got one. They never punted in that game in Georgia. We thought we had them stopped on one fourth down play, and the guy spun out of that scrum, yeah, and picked it up. But it starts right there. You got to get stops. You got to slow down their run game. And so those guys up front have got to step up, and two inside linebackers have certainly got to add to that. We just didn't get that done over there. Offensively, can we have that same sort of consistency? Mm-hmm. You got to hope so. I think we will. I think everybody's playing at a high level. I just like our receiver room, and you can throw in the tight ends in that too. I don't know that there's a better room in the country than in there. Are there individual players? Sure. The gap at Ohio State's a real freak. I mean, there's other guys. But as far as the room is concerned, pick your poison, man. Who you gonna double? Who you gonna try to shut down? We got lots of weapons, and Trinidad's playing at a really high level. So we're running the ball effectively, but it all starts up front. And I've been bragging on those guys for the last 6 or 8 weeks. I think they're the most improved group on the entire team is John Garrison's offensive line.
Amen. Agreed.
All right, buddy. We appreciate your time. There's no show next week, so we'll see you in New Orleans.
We'll see you down in New Orleans. Looking to have you along with us, Gary.
We'll be talking about that Fiesta Bowl next, Harry. We'll talk soon.
Yes, sir. I'm looking forward to that.
Howdy, toddy.
All right, so I'll do the SEC and Ole Miss news now, brought to you by Van Atkins Jewelers. Van Atkins, the South Estate Jewelry and Diamondaire Solitaire leader, as Chuck always says, you know she's worth it. Women's basketball is playing right now in a tournament in Cherokee, North Carolina. Number 15, Ole Miss, number 24, Michigan State are tied at 10, just inside 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. Women next play at home on Sunday against Alcorn State and open up SEC play January 1 at the same time the football game is going on against Georgia and Oxford. Ole Miss men's basketball, Alcorn State next Monday night at 7 at the SJB Pavilion. That's why there will not be a show next week. Pre-game show starts at 6:30. SEC play for basketball is January 3rd in Norman, Oklahoma at 2:30 on that Saturday. And so you know by now the eight teams that are left, right? Oregon, Texas Tech in the Orange Bowl on New Year's Day. Alabama, Indiana in the Rose Bowl will be played at 3 on New Year's Day. The Cotton Bowl is New Year's Eve at 6:30 with Miami, Ohio State matched up against Ole Miss in Georgia. New Year's night at 7.
One team out of that eight that I think has zero shot of winning it, that's Oregon. They are soft. They're a Pac-10. How they got seated ahead of Ole Miss with just one top 25 win is a little mysterious, like how Georgia went in the two seed. So basically, they put the Big Ten said that Oregon better than Ole Miss, Ohio State better than Georgia. You know, I don't know. It's very, very strange, the seedings there. I think Oregon has no shot.
What's Oregon's seed? 4?
They're the five. Texas Tech's the 4.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then you get the 9 in Alabama against number 1 Indiana.
I'm anxious to see that game.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you talk about the Ole Miss Georgia game being physical. I think Miami Ohio State's going to be a real physical football game.
Miami's good.
That D line of Miami's is really good.
Yeah. I think 7 of the 8 teams have got a legitimate shot. I just think Oregon's the one kind of sore thumb out there. They're too soft. They play that Pac-10 still that style of ball. They're just too soft.
Yeah, I thought Alabama was done way early in that one in Norman, and then just kept on plugging along.
And Oklahoma just crumbled, though. You know, I mean.
That's Alabama football, though.
That's right.
You got to play 4 quarters. You're going to beat Alabama. You're going to beat Georgia. You better play 4 quarters.
Yeah, it is. But with it in Alabama football, you know, rushing for, 32 yards on 20-something attempts, minus 3 yards. I think the last 3 games total, they got 56 total yards of rushing combined.
Yeah, that's not
Alabama football. That's why I think their season comes to an end Saturday.
All right, we've got recruiting news to get to you, brought to you by the Grove Collective. We also have the good, the bad, and the ugly, and it all comes up in just a few.
Rebel fans, do you have real estate questions? Coldwell Banker Signature agents have the answers. Whether you're buying or selling, let the agents at Coldwell Banker Signature give you the home field advantage. Start your search now, www.oxford38655.com, or call them directly at 662-50-38655. Also, if you're thinking about a career in real estate, give Martin a call at 662-50-38655 to learn about the opportunities available. Find your home with Coldwell Banker Signature today.
Never miss the game and never miss the party at the Library Sports Bar in Oxford. Grab a seat and a cocktail in the sports bar to watch the game on one of their many big screen TVs. Move on into the middle bar for some great live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. Enjoy a breeze, a beer, and a ball game out on their patio as well. Stop in for happy hour from 3 to 7 during the weekdays. Have a big old time at the biggest bar in town. Meet you at the Brary, the Library Sports Bar on South 11th in Oxford.
At Philly Finance, we are an installment loans financial institution that is here to fit most budgets. We make sure that our customers, like you, have the best service and treat you like family. We don't base our loans off your credit score. We base it off your credit history. You can reach us at 601-650-9555 and do a phone application or come by our store in Philadelphia. You can also follow us on Facebook at Philly Finance. Remember, call 601-650-9555 and let us help meet your financial needs.
With over 40 years of combined experience, the Tom Smith Land and Homes team, serving the Cleveland, Mississippi area, is committed to achieving the best results for buyers and sellers. Their knowledge and expertise about agricultural, hunting, and recreational lands is highly known and respected throughout the state. With Tom Smith Land and Homes, you can expect more and get more return on your real estate investment.
Contact Tom Smith Land and Homes today at 662-441-2500.
More of the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors, coming up next.
All right, friends, as we finish things up here, let's go to the Red and Blue Chips recruiting segment. Grove Collective's mission is to create and enhance NIL opportunities for Ole Miss student athletes in this marketplace. What do we got recruiting-wise?
Well, it's going to get crazy January 2nd with the portal, so this is going to be all portal. The high school class is just about wrapped up there in the December. There will be maybe one or two late signees there in February, but there seems to be some real momentum for Ole Miss right now to land Florida State freshman offensive tackle Mario Nash out of Nashville, 6'5", 290-pounder, took a red shirt this year from Miami, was rated the number 14 offensive lineman in the country in last year's class. He picked Miami over Ole Miss. Excuse me, Florida State over Ole Miss. So keep your ears out on that one. Ole Miss is definitely in the market to add a couple offensive tackles as well. Another offensive tackle that is hot on Ole Miss's mind right now is actually a Frank Wilson recruit, an LSU freshman offensive tackle, Carius Kern. Carius, unlike Mario, did not redshirt. He started 7 games at right tackle and 4 games at left tackle as a true freshman at LSU and had an 80.7 pass blocking grade, which is extremely high. He's already entered the portal. Again, this is a Frank Wilson recruit. Ole Miss needs a left tackle for next year or an offensive tackle to go with what they're bringing back next year. So, another name to keep your ears open for. Another LSU guy that seems to be a lot of buzz right now. Another Frank Wilson recruit was 5-star running back Harlan Berry. He played at LSU this year. I think he rushed for like 400 or 500 yards. You know, Frank will be coming on board in January. Keep your ears, especially if something happens with Lacey. Expect quite a few LSU players that could possibly transfer when we're talking about this portal class with GM Austin Thomas and lead recruiter Kelvin Bolden and Frank Wilson. They're all returning to Ole Miss. You're going to get some names. Another LSU guy that I keep hearing about, defensive tackle Ahmad Bro. He's already entered the transfer portal as well. 6'3", 295-pound sophomore, had 36 tackles for LSU. So that's kind of the news today.
And to the good, the bad, and the ugly, brought to you by Riverland Roofing, your locally owned roofing firm. Inspections, new roofs, maintenance programs, they've got you covered, home or business. They are a GAF Master Elite contractor. Warranties that last a lifetime. Call or text this number, 662-644-4297, or go to the website, riverlandroofing.com.
Well, the good, it wasn't perfect, but 41-10 in Ole Miss' first ever college football playoff game was plenty good enough. The offense struck early with 2 quick touchdowns and then opened the second half with another score to kind of secure the game. Tulane moved the ball some but faltered in the red zone and had 3 turnovers. Great job overall for the Rebels as they move on to play Georgia in the Sugar Bowl. The best part to me, though, and not taking anything away from the team, the packed house, the fan enthusiasm, the game production with the light show and Santa hats for everyone, and whatever else, the fireworks was very well done by the marketing people and the administration. Fantastic showing by the fans and by Ole Miss people that make the decisions. Bad, well, I hate to even bring it up, but the Rebs did give up over 400 yards of offense to Tulane. And as co-DC B. Brown said afterwards in the press conference, there's a lot of cleaning up to do. With the receivers running open and Tulane blocking some creases for running lanes, Hopefully that is correctable, because Georgia's will take mistakes like that and take them to the house. The Rebs will have to double down on those things before they face Georgia. The ugly, well, man, what can you say about this men's hoops team? You can tell Chris Beard is extremely frustrated. He started benching guys who aren't producing and going with guys who simply want to play hard. Something has to give, because the schedule is just going to get harder with SEC play starting soon. And right now, the formula is not working.
Gary, what's your thought on the hoops? You're the expert.
Whew. Yeah, put me on the spot.
How do they get things turned around? How about that?
I don't know. There's lulls that happen offensively in every game so far, and I haven't been able to figure those things out either. And I think he's pulled every string he possibly can to this point, and I'll be interested in who they start on Monday to see what direction he goes next. You know, one game you're getting A.J. Storr with 20 points, the next game two. And Malik D has become a constant. It was good to see Travis Perry yesterday finally do what you thought he could do from a shooting standpoint. But it's just from game to game, something totally different to try and work on. And now you're out of those opportunities. You get Alcorn State next Monday night. Again, why we're not going to be able to have a program. And then it's Oklahoma, and you run right into that SEC gauntlet. And it's all there again.
Chuck, if he can finish with a 500 conference record or better, I know he won't be, but he should be the National Coach of the Year. Yeah. I don't know how he's going
to
do this.
I mean, somewhere in here we've got to say, come on, guys, show a little pride. Show a little discipline. Show a little, you know, that you want to play well. I mean, we've got some guys, to me, and it's just me from the outside looking in, watching the games, that are kind of wilting in the face of any kind of pressure. And, you know, it's I know they're better than what they're showing. They just got to get their heads right and you know, buckle down and play hard.
Elis and Storr have got to – they got to start producing and play big.
Come
and,
out,
and
play consistent. With emotion, play for each other, with each other, and show that.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. You know, it's just – it's hard to watch, to be honest with you, what way they're playing right now.
It is.
And hey, tip your hat to the guys he's putting in there that are playing 100%. Hard.
Yeah, you know. They came in there and outscored NC State. Gary was going through their lineup. They had players transfer from Michigan State that started last year. And
in the tournament against Texas Tech.
Texas Tech.
Played in the Elite Eight starter. So yeah. they went out and booked six or seven really good guys with one returner who's now 17 of his last 28 from three, which is ridiculous in its own right. But those six or seven playing the bulk of the minutes.
That's Ole Miss needs to do going forward.
Anybody didn't think Will Wade was going to put together a good roster. Mm-hmm. Hadn't been paying attention to his history.
All right, back in 2 weeks, and we got a Sugar Bowl next.
Hotty toddy.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US Soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.